Like me, Kate McDermott is obsessed with pie. She's an award-winning pie maker who blogs about pie at artofthepie.com, and she gives pie seminars. Kate, I am so excited to meet you.
Well, I'm just thrilled to be here today and to spend a few moments talking about my passion, which is making pie.
So where do you ply your pie?
I am in the Northwest. I'm based out of Seattle, but I also am doing classes now in California. And in November, I will be traveling to France and teaching in France.
Incredible. I love that you're teaching in France.
Me too.
You teach so much pie. I'm curious to know, do most of the people who take your classes, are they total culinary newbies? Do they already have some experience with baking? How fearful are they?
That's a good question. Well, let me tell you, they are from all walks of life and all levels of experience. I have had seasoned pastry chefs from France. I have had bakers from across the country. I've had just people who just want to know how to make pie like their grandma made. And I've had young people. I think the youngest I've had is five.
Oh.
Actually, no, I think there was, I did have a three-year-old one. So that was a friend who's a food writer and her little girl. And that was loads of fun doing a Mom and Me class. But in general, even people who are food people many times feel that they don't know the first thing about how to make a good pie. And more than that, they're afraid of crust, of failing with crust. And it's so easy. There's so much truth in those words, easy as pie.
And this is what fascinates me. Describe, if you can, how you start to go about dealing with this fear of dough and crust.
Well, the first thing is not to worry. If almost check your worries at the door, because everything is always going to turn out right. With pie, what I teach is there are ways to fix everything. And I almost hope in my classes that I will have a dough that is one that's going to fall apart or not behave well, so that when you are there, you can see, yes, I have times where it's a little challenging, but here are tools of how to fix this. It's as if, you know, in life, if there's a boulder that plops down on your path, you're not going to lay down and die. You're going to figure out a way to get around it or through it or over it or under it. And it's the same with pie. So right at the outset, I try to just let people know that you're going to succeed no matter what.
So let's say that you're a newbie and you're making pie dough and you've been told that you have to really be careful about how much liquid you put in. So you tend to err on the side of making it a little too dry. And when you take it out of the bowl to prepare for rolling after you've let it rest in its little puck shape and it's super crumbly, how do you approach a fix for that?
There are two things that I would that come to my mind first. One of them is that probably the most important one is know that sometimes that it's just that puck is just not going to happen, and sometimes knowing when to put something down and start again is a really good thing to know. Now, having said that, I have a tool that I will share, a little secret that I will share, and it's actually a pie maker's best friend, is water. If you have a pie dough that you're rolling out and it's crumbling into or breaking into, flaking into jigsaw puzzles, is this the kind of pie that you're,
yes,
you're experiencing? Okay. The jigsaw puzzle pie, the which we've all experienced at some times, not to worry. I will go ahead and roll that dough out as if it still is all one. I don't let it know that it's breaking apart. I just keep rolling, even if I see a lot of little pieces there of varying sizes, you know, 2-inch, 6-inch, doesn't matter. And then I can take just a slight bit of water. It becomes super glue. and I just put a very little dab on the back of a piece and slap it down on top of the other one and keep going. Now, you can glue that whole thing together right in the pie pan, or you can do it on your flat surface and then carefully get it into the pie pan. Either way, and it always works out because once in the oven, magic happens in there. I've had pies on the covers of magazines of a student whose pie was a jigsaw puzzle pie, and it made the cover of the magazine. No one knew.
Now, also, let's talk for a minute about fat, the kind of fat you love using best in pie dough, because it just seems that that's such a huge topic of conversation.
Yes.
Are you a butter person or are you a lard person?
I'm both. In my pies, I use butter and I use leaf lard.
Describe what leaf lard is.
Leaf lard is the rendered fat from around the pig's kidneys. It's a very old style of shortening that was used in this country for decades and decades and decades before the commercial shortenings came on the market. And it is known among pie makers as the single ingredient that will give you the flakiest pie crust around.
And how difficult is it to acquire leaf lard?
It's getting easier all the time. I see it now at my local farmers markets up here in the Puget Sound. There are some, there's probably 2 to 3 providers here that I see regularly. And also there are places where you can certainly get it mail ordered right to you from places across the country.
Is there any in particular that you like?
Yes, I do. I buy my leaf lard from a small family farm in Pennsylvania. Do you want their name too? I'm of the mind that if you know something good, give it away. So here it is. I buy my lard from Dietrich's Meats in Crumsville, Pennsylvania. They are fabulous people.
Dietrich's Meats in Crumsville?
I know. Isn't that a hoot?
Is that intentional?
No, that's the name of the area.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and they're wonderful folks. So I'm going through about 50 pounds of their leaf lard a month.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I'm going through about approximately the same in butter. And when I'm doing butter and pies, since we're on the fat subject, I'm using European-style butters, which are the foil-wrap butters. They have a little bit higher fat content and less moisture. And I figure if you're going to do butter, do the best you can.
So do you tend towards a Kerrygold, which is an Irish style, or to a Plougra?
In fact, I use Kerrygold pretty much exclusively.
Now, Kerrygold is really a fascinating butter to me because it has such a unique consistency, even when compared with other very high butter fat butters. For example, it's sliceable even when it's absolutely cold.
Yes, even when it's frozen, you can do something with it. It's amazing.
And is that why you choose to use it?
When I was going through the process of checking out different fats, flours, ratios of this, that, and the other in developing a crust recipe, I tried as many butters as I could get my hands on. And this was, you know, paper-wrapped domestic butters, foil-wrapped European-style butters, artisan butters from farmers markets. And the one I liked best was Kerrygold, and I'll stand by that.
Now, I guess since you brought it up in the previous sentence, I've noticed that flour makes a tremendous difference.
Yes, it does. All flours have things that they're... A good flour is really essential in making a pie crust. And I'm pretty specific about the flours that I use. It's readily available. I use 2 different flours. I use King Arthur, the red bag. That's I would love to have them right next door to me if they had a bakery. But Their mill, they've been, the company's been around for 200 years in Vermont. So, and they're, you know, they're really, they know their products and they know their flour as well. So I use their flour. And then recently I was reacquainted with Gisto's flour. And they are a, they're out of San Francisco. And that's, they've been around for about 70 years. I think they started in 1940. And I used to use their flour all the time when I made bread, and recently, and I have a hard time finding it up in the Puget Sound area, and there's one place I have to drive 3 hours to go get it, and last week I did, and I came home with a 25-pound bag, and boy, am I happy. So I made a pie actually last night with it and was very, very pleased with the results.
You know, it's funny. I recently had the experience of somebody going to the market for me and buying me just a regular all-purpose flour. And I opened it up and I opened up my bag of King Arthur and I sniffed both of them. And one of them smelled totally dead. Mm-hmm. And the other didn't. And it was like the oddest sensation, because I had never really thought about flour as having a scent.
Yeah, it does. I think just like, and they all do. They're all slightly different. They all feel different. And I think your comment about, you know, opening it up and kind of having this relationship, this experience with it, it's almost like there's something happening in the bag before you even open it up, and you open it up and then suddenly you get this feeling like, this is going to be good.
Okay, so now let's talk about an actual pie. Oh, first of all, before we get to that, do you make pie to sell?
No. People ask me that all the time. They say, you know, where can I buy your pies? And, you know, you can't buy my pies, but I will give you one.
So you use that quantity of leaf lard and butter in just teaching. That is incredible.
Yes, I'm teaching a lot. I love to teach. I love it. If, quite frankly, if I were interested in rocket science, I would be teaching you rocket science, because I just love to teach, and pie is my current medium. It's a passion. Baking is a passion. And I love to bake pie. I love to teach it.
So I understand that the pie that you would like to talk about is a shaker lemon pie.
Yes, it is. Have you heard of that pie before?
I actually have, but I'm sure that there are people out there who have not. So describe what it is.
A shaker lemon pie is probably one of the simplest pies to make. It's almost embarrassingly easy to say that there's even a recipe for it, but it's basically like a custard, a very generous lemon custard with bits of lemon pulp and rind throughout for the filling. It's very, very simple to make. Would you like me to talk you through how to make it quickly?
Yeah, that would be wonderful.
Okay, well, you're going to take about 4 Meyer lemons. And I love to use Meyer lemons because their skin is quite thin and they have such a wonderful flavor. And these, being that they do have the thin skin, that's very important in this pie because you will be using the entire lemon, including that skin. So once you have those lemons, then cut them in half. And cut them as thin as you can. And I'm talking there, if you can, think paper. Just think, get a nice sharp knife and just go to it. Then put all of that into a bowl. Scoop off your what you're cutting on. Get the juice in there. Don't put the seeds in, of course. Cover it with 2 cups of sugar. Mix it around. And then let it sit overnight covered in your fridge. The next day, in another bowl, fork beat 4 eggs with a little pinch of salt. Mix the 2 things together, that lemon mixture and that egg mixture, and that is the filling for your pie. Pour that into your prepared pie crust, the one that you've just rolled out. Top that with another pie crust. Put some vents on there. And pop it into your oven, and you'll be baking that about 425 or so for about 15 minutes and then turn it down a little bit lower than that and finish off baking for about 25 minutes. And it is just a delectable pie. Just yummy, yummy, yummy.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
Now, you do know what the pie mantra is.
What is it?
Yum. And you can repeat that as many times as necessary.
Yum.
That's right.
Oh, I love that. It's been such a pleasure talking with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to speak with you, too. And I hope that we can get together sometime, make some pie, and be happy.
That was Kate McDermott. She's an award-winning pie maker who blogs and teaches on the topic. Her blog is Art of the Pie. We'll have a link at our website, kcrw.com/goodfood.